Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Raw Dog by Jamie Loftrend.
In stores now.
In stores now. Go get your copy.
Yeah.
I have never seen someone's voice so clearly just translate. You will read this and feel like you are listening to the best Jamie Loftus podcast. It's so good.
Yeah.
So excited for everybody to read it. And it is in bookstores now. Go check it out.
Please,
and it's called Raw Dog, which is cool. So you can like put it on your bookshelves. It's like a beautiful book. So it'll look good on your bookshelves.
Yeah. It reads, I mean, yeah, I've
get your hands on it. Go support local bookstores and support the god Jamie Loftus.
All right. I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending.
Mm-hmm.
The Oathkeeper founder was sentenced to 18 years in prison for the January 6th seditious conspiracy case.
Yeah.
The judge was not having it. Was not a fan of this guy.
Oh, didn't like that. I mean, if right before he was sentenced, he was just saying shit like, "I'm a political prisoner. I feel like I'm the lead character in Kafka's The Trial."
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet you do. The judge said, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and peril to this country and to the republic and to the very fabric of this democracy." Then they pointed out that he had said, "They won't fear us until we come with rifles in our hands," before the attacks. And then after the attacks, said his only regret was, "You should have brought rifles."
Yeah.
And then he said, "You are not a political prisoner, Mr. Rhodes." So the judge was just not having it at all.
His ex-wife commented and was like, "Yeah, it's really, really rich that he brings up Kafka because he never fucking read Kafka." Just a dunk on his ass.
Kafka.
Oh, he didn't even have this shit on his bookshelf for fakies, okay?
Is that the Squid and the Whale where the kid says Kafka? It's very, he's like talking about a Kafka book and he says it's very Kafka-esque. Shit cracked me up.
What is also, that's, what the fuck? There's a movie, it's not Congo, it's something where this guy's like, "This is Kafka-esque," and like this interrogator is like, "Who is Kafka?"
It's not Congo?
I thought it was Congo.
The movie with the killer apes?
Yeah. I thought, because I believe...
Yo, that was supposed to be the follow-up to Jurassic Park, man.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
I know. Who is Kafka?
Man, I thought I was so smart when I was reading those Crichton books when I was like 12. Was like,
and yeah, everything man. Going right over
Oh,
your
you
head.
Think Jurassic Park is good? You got to read Sphere, dude. Sphere is for the real heads.
Hell yeah. Amy, want raindrop drink. It's so funny because that movie had like pop tents in it for the first time in media. Like those tents you can just throw out
just
and they like self-fill.
Yeah.
And I was like,
tents.
Holy shit. And I remember like my dad knew somebody with one and he borrowed it and we camped in my backyard because like I want to sleep in a pop tent. Like out in the wilderness, we did my backyard. And like, you know, Jack,
kids first camp out in the backyard. It doesn't go the whole time. I gave up on that shit around 2 a.m. Yeah. I was like, can I go inside now? I don't like this. So anyway, shout out to that.
We actually just bought a tent from our neighbor's garage sale. Uh-huh. And there's been a lot of pressure to do a backyard camping night. Yeah. And I'm just like, I have to put this thing up and then you guys are going to,
you're going to hate it. You're going to bail
5 seconds in. I think the first thing I need though, is I need to get like one of those portable little fire pit things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it's not a backyard camping
about s'mores
evening without s'mores,
even though I don't like s'mores.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think they're slightly overrated. They just like don't hold together.
No, because also like you end up fucking charring the fuck out of the out. And I know people have like techniques. I'm sorry. I'm just not patient with something like that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, put it in the fire. It's fucked up. The middle's still hard. And I'll pretend that this is why we're having fun. Anyway, we digress. What else is trending?
The other night when we were supposed to do it, I was just like, I'll roast the marshmallows over the burner on the stove. Uh-huh. And that shit just goes up in flames immediately. you gotta be careful. But I do have a pretty good technique when it comes to a campfire. Not to brag. All right, Elon Musk, in addition to killing it on the political campaign launching front, the man is good at launching things, it would seem.
Yeah.
He was caught on camera. People are like, is he on ecstasy? Because he's at like some club in Mexico dancing, I guess is what you would call it, with his hands on his head. But this is, he just looks like a wounded bear to me.
Oh, no.
Slash like an older man doing, like, you know, when you see old people doing like exercises in the pool.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Oh, God. It looks like when, like, I was drunk and taking a piss publicly. You just got your hands like locked behind your head and he's like, watch this. I'm pissing everywhere. That's what it feels like. That's what it looks like, that dance move is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is fucking real, tragic, real man. Sad. Why can't someone just like shove him over?
Yeah.
If you see him in public, I'm sorry, you're obligated to be like, bro, you're a fucking herb.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. But again, if people are like,
but
whoa,
all these people around him are just like, yeah, man, it's going down. It's Elon Musk.
They're like, go stink, fuck it up. Go stink, fuck it up. Get the fuck out of here.
But they're also like all dancing. And then he's just kind of wobbling.
He's doing
back
this
and
shit
forth,
like as if he's on the Soul Train line and he's the center of it. Like as if he's like, oh, here I come with this move. And it's not even on beat. The fuck
for somebody
here,
who likes drugs as much as he does and likes music as much as he seems to, you really don't get that impression from this.
Yeah.
He seems to be half asleep. Anyways, Elon Musk, not cool, it turns out.
Yeah.
Majority of Californians believe Feinstein is not fit to serve, a poll has found.
Yeah. DiFi. So, looks, I mean, come on. We've been saying this for like years now. The second she was like, thank you, Lindsey Graham, for helping me confirm Brett Kavanaugh, I was like, okay, it's over, guys.
Yeah,
really?
What the fuck was all that?
What was all that?
Just referee when somebody's been like punched out, but still on their hand, like the TKO where you just stand in between them and the fight.
And you just hold them. You hold them because you're like, don't swing back. It's over. It's over.
It's over.
Don't worry. Don't let Chuck Schumer bully you into coming back to confirm judges, because this is the fucked game we have where it's like, well, just the way the Senate is, we need the oldest ghouls here or else we lose.
That is such an intimate moment between the boxing referee and the person who's just gotten knocked out.
Yeah,
he just like holds him.
You're all right.
Hey, babe.
You okay?
Come here,
you've been knocked the fuck out, but you're still on your feet. It's okay.
Like, if he gave him a little kiss right there, it wouldn't seem out of the ordinary. The boxer would be mad, probably.
Right, like mouth ear to ear. Like, nah, honey, no. Okay, you're all right. You're all right, baby. That's like me when I pick up my baby, like when he's crying. I'm like, I got you, baby.
Yeah. It is. It's a little bit like,
what's wrong? What's wrong? I know.
I got you.
I know. I got you.
Don't I got any rights?
hey, you know, I got, hey, yeah. And then the boxer immediately is like, what? What'd you do? I was fine.
I got rights. They got the right to be knocked out.
MoviePass is still coming back, dying, coming back, dying. The Rasputin of apps. So the resurrected, I shouldn't say the, a resurrected MoviePass launches today. This is, you know, one of many iterations. Launches today with four plans and a vague unlimited promise that, you know, we've been burned before, Miles.
Right. But it ain't happening again. I need to know that you have an absolutely backwards, upside down business model for me to say, I want in on this. And watch, I want to bleed out the company by being a member.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say what's wild is they're all of these plans are available, except guess which two consequential markets for film you cannot use MoviePass at the moment?
Which markets?
Jack, what are the two biggest markets?
New York and LA?
Yes. You cannot use them in NYC and Southern California.
Yeah.
All right. And it's like a very convoluted credit system. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a credit card.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, I'm sorry. LA and New York or Southern California, New York have completely different plans. I think that's what it is. You can only get this like weird unlimited plan. But anyway, it's so fucking hard to understand. If you can decipher the credit system, let us know.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
And we're back, and finally, a rideshare app for us, Miles.
Yeah.
You know how we're always talking on the show in private about how we just wish that rideshare, like our rideshare drivers, had guns.
Yeah.
were loaded strapped. Weapons on them.
Yeah.
You know, that always makes me feel safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a new ride-sharing app called Black Wolf. It is like Uber, but with drivers who carry guns. Feels like it's for who? MAGA, probably?
Oh, it's for people who have who are like terminally on Nextdoor or like neighbor type apps where they live in a fucking war zone.
Right, right.
Because I'm like, wait, what? In their marketing, though, in a Facebook post, what they did was show a fucking potential child abduction,
right?
As to why you should use them. So I don't know. Again, this is for people who, I think there is a mindset that people are like, well, everyone should just have guns,
right?
So I guess this is for you, but I don't know. You know, right now, I think it's only available in a couple places. Like I think,
yeah, it's only available in New York and Atlanta. So it feels like it was made by people who watch Fox News but don't live in New York or Atlanta. So they just like see the stories about how like the urban decay and everything's falling apart and it's so scary in these cities, but like don't recognize that like people who live in the cities are just like, guns are bad. It seems.
I don't want to be like, hey man, can I get the aux cable? And next thing I know, I got a fucking gun in my face.
Right. Yeah.
You better not be playing rap. Seeing, no rap, man. Oh fuck.
The thing we keep seeing is like drivers just shooting at each other because they get a little bit annoyed, or because somebody steps into their car and they're like a teenage cheerleader gets in their car.
Yeah. This is going to end fucking terribly.
Oh, for sure.
Anyone who actually necessitates armed security, they already have it.
Yes, they're probably not. So this must be for, like, who's it for? Like, who
like
is...
Like, wannabes who are like, I own a construction company and I'm a big dick, so I like to look like I have goons with me or some type shit.
But teenage, like drug dealers, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like, if this was in LA, like, all these Brentwood kids who, like, are wannabe drug dealers would be like, yo, just pulled up with a fucking armed driver, bro.
Yeah.
Come outside.
Black Wolf.
Dude, I got 300 Xanax bars I stole from my mom's prescription, bro. Come outside.
Hey, it's Skylar. Yeah, you got me? Okay, cool. And just wanted to make sure you have that thing on you.
That's not what I would say. I'm saying I'm a professional security professional. And
all right, we're just going down the street to my friend Todd's house. Yeah. Cool.
But dude, he shorted me like on this boat of like Molly. And so like if shit goes left, dude, I need you to let that thing sing. You know what I mean? What? I'm talking wet t-shirt contest, bro. Like wet this dude.
T-shirt contest. It's official. Spotify has come out with a list that is just irrefutably perfect.
Yeah.
There's no Outkast, not a single Outkast song.
There's not a single. I didn't even bother to even check if. The whole thing is so infuriating me.
No
infuriating
Alchemist,
to me.
No De La Soul. No Beastie Boys. Like it just seems like it's somebody who like just heard about rap music.
Yeah.
And is like
Rich Boys Throw Some D's is number 16 on this list. Above Flavor in Your Ear?
Yeah.
No. No, no, no. No. This is not right.
They've got two RZA beats on here. I think on the whole top 50.
They don't have Triumph by Wu-Tang Clan on here.
They don't have Triumph.
What is going on? Has the world gone fucking mad?
All they have is Cream and Liquid Swords, which Liquid Swords isn't even the best beat on that album, I don't think. Like there's
wow. Okay.
I would say it
depends. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I don't mind Liquid Swords being there. Because obviously we evoke it all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's a minimum. And feminine like sandals. Okay. but like, yeah, it's like someone doesn't know who the seminal producers of hip hop are because they're not represented here. Like I need to see like Old Boy. I would even put Old Boy by Cam'ron. That's better than fucking Throw Some D's on it.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, the things that they also didn't have Notorious Thugs, which that
Armed and Dangerous. I know
that's
is
a great
biggie, biggie.
Things I got there. Like, if you're only going to pull one Kendrick beat, all they did was one Kendrick, which seems like an oversight. But Mad City, I don't mind that. I don't mind that being the Kendrick beat. The fact that there's only one Kendrick song on here and it comes in at 43 is a little crazy.
Right.
Back that ass up, also missing.
That's like a fucking, like, those are things that you can play just the, like, here's the thing. A litmus test is for other beats, does the intro make people want to rip their heads off, like, yes, in a dance setting?
Yes.
Because when you hear, boom, 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 like, people are like, oh, yeah, I already know what fucking time it is. Yeah. Time to throw it all around. But
so their top five is still Dre, which that does pass the test you just described.
Yeah.
Shook Ones Part 2 passes the test and is just the most rapped over beat of all time.
Yeah.
Grindin, The Clips. Who Shot You by Notorious B.I.G.? Would that be your Biggie beat that you would put first?
In top four? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. Again, this is why I'm like, who made this? What's your background? Yeah. Like, I need to see your hip hop bona fides, because this is wild to me. Like,
yeah,
I mean, Who Shot You is obviously a seminal track, but there's so many good beats on Life After Death, even.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
I don't know. Even Amelie, like, Dead by Wrong Lil is kind is of number a fire five beat.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many great tracks.
And that's like a posthumous Biggie track.
Their first and only Kanye is Power. Which, like, that doesn't, like, the beat from that isn't even the thing, the star of that. That's the kind of the thing with, like, they only have one Tupac and it's Ambitions as a Rider. Ambitions as
a rider. Get your damn
as a rider. We will get to the moon because we have ambitions as a rider.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like they're glossing over, like, New York golden era. There's that should be represented way more. But again, this might be my old head shit coming in. But, like, there's even, like, new Migos shit that I think could get into the top 50.
Yes.
But Outkast isn't on there. There's not enough.
A lot of more Jay Dilla. Atlanta, there should be Erasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Erasure Crane is what I'm seeing here.
Fucking Erasure, the band, has a track on here.
Yeah, they don't. They also don't have a Sugar Hill Gang, which feels like it needs to be on here. I mean, that's
seminal. You know what I mean?
And Feminine Like Sandals. It's seminal. And Feminine Like Sandals.
Oh yeah. Brian's like, Bodak Yellow. Yeah, Bodak Yellow could even be on there. Bodak Yellow
would have been a great choice. The only new songs they have on here are, like, Mask Off, which that did kind of kick off the flute thing, and, like, it works. But then they have this other, like, the B-side from Mask Off, March Madness. Like, those are two songs that Future performed on, like, the same SNL, like, live set.
Right.
And it's like, yo, did you just find out about Future, like, when he was the musical guest on SNL?
Wow. Like, only, like, female rappers on here is just one Missy Elliott track.
Yeah, there should be more Missy.
Dude, fucking Lil Kim's tracks could be on. What the fuck is this? What is this?
There's some good shit on here, though. Like, Cell Therapy, obviously, like, that's a classic.
That's fine, but I'm more focused on these, like, usurpers that have showed up on this list. Mm. That's just that one there is a violation. Big Mama Thang by Lil Kim should be on there.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway,
whatever.
This has been
old millennials screaming about hip hop.
Yes. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, May 25th. Yep. We are back tomorrow. I'm out. Miles is back tomorrow with the chaos episode of all chaos episodes.
Brittany and Kevin, chaotic.
Thank you for pulling in a guest host last minute. I had lunch at my kid's school.
How'd that go?
So it was good. It was In-N-Out Burger that comes through.
What do you mean? Like, so you just come and you steal the kids' school lunches?
Yeah, they have, like, an In-N-Out truck outside, and you just, like, buy the lunches ahead, and the kids get in and out. And I bought my two cheeseburgers, but the line was too long. So I didn't.
Oh, in true Jack fashion, you paid for something, and
I was salty as
I'm just gonna go
the whole time. Just had my two stickers the whole time. It's like, not even getting care.
Like, whatever. Oh, I'm glad you like it. Like, because I didn't get one, but
is that good? Is that good? I almost asked this kid if I could finish his burger because he was about to throw it out.
Oh my god! And you're like, you're not gonna tell anybody. I just housed your burger, are you? I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Give me that. What? Give me that. Like, this little kid's so confused. You're like, come on, I think you should leave, right? Like, I'm five.
This guy gets it.
Give me that. This guy gets it. It's a kid in like a hot dog costume. They're like, what?
Oh, by the way, the trailer for season 3 dropped.
I love that the trailer is like devoid of any context, so you cannot get your head around what any of the sketches are really about. It's just pure fucking chaos. Like tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's episode
is like the I Think You Should Leave trailer. It's
except podcast
madness
form.
People screaming. Also, they have a basketball hoop on the kids' playground that I'm pretty sure is 11 feet. Like what? It's the highest basketball hoop I've ever shot.
Are you just saying that because you told them you could grab rim?
I missed a bunch of shots. Pretty embarrassing.
I think doing. I can grab rim. Watch this, and you go. You just miss terribly. Like, what is this?
Could I get a clap going? Actually, could I get a clap going? It's
get the fucking tape measure out. This is bullshit. This ain't regulation hype, man. I know I could grab rim. What the fuck is this?
I was doing that though with one of the teachers. I was like, that seems high, right?
Hey, let me see that ball.
Like, yeah,
really
I think it's like 10 feet. I was like, no, but 10 feet stand. Bunch of amateurs. Anyways.
Also, like Miss Fat Booty by Most Def should be on there. Is that on there?
Yeah, that should be on there. And that I don't believe I saw that.
People, again, shame, whatever. I don't even. I wonder if like an algorithm made this fucking list and it's like based off of whatever. I can't stop. Look, I got a kid, man. I got a lot of tables, man. I can't put my energy into this shit. You feel me?
All right. Back tomorrow. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.